And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as usual. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. So on Tuesday, we reported on a recent study that found that although love might be blind, online dating is not. The folks behind the dating site OkCupid told us that Black women are largely unacknowledged in virtual communities, and the quest for online romance tends to favor white men and white women. That's disappointing news for many, Michelle. But after that conversation, I caught up with Laszlo, who posted to our online forum. Now, Laszlo is a Black man. He says he's in his early 40s. Listen up. Here's what he had to say.
I've tried online dating on and off for some time now. In all honesty, I have to say that overall, Black women are the least likely to write me back. Now, for instance, I've been on blackplanet.com a few times, and I figured I'd have better results there. The majority of women who apply back to me and even initiate correspondence have always been white. No, I have not given up on Black women. But I have to say, the experience has been vexing.
I can understand that. Well, Laszlo, hang in there. Any updates, Lee?
Yes, Michelle. On Tuesday, we talked about the outrage brewing over hefty bonuses being doled out on Wall Street. All this after the economy has still not fully recovered from last year's financial meltdown. Well, later in the week, the Treasury Department ordered seven companies that received billions of dollars in government bailouts to slash compensation for their top-earning executives. Treasury official Kenneth Feinberg says the average salaries of the top 25 executives will be cut by 90% beginning next month. Also, last week, we talked about the growing popularity of marijuana, medical marijuana, that is, in California. As you can imagine, this is stirring its own bit of controversy, but the medical marijuana community just received a boost from the government. Justice Department officials told federal prosecutors on Monday to stand down on pursuing medical marijuana users who are within the state law. Well, that's some interesting news, Michelle.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website where you can read more from fellow listeners and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.